Okay. Table 1039. Next one under advisement is case number 10043, Sierra Village Mobile Home Park. It's a variance from separation. Wait a minute now, if I missed one. All right. Variance to separation between units. Do what? 43.
First one, the first one was
1018.
Yeah. 40 was approved.
Right.
Yeah, 40 was approved. 39 is tabled. 41 is approved. 42 withdrawn. 43 is under advisory. That's when we're on
that's now. The one that's proposed.
Yeah. 43 and 44 are both under advisement, both the same here. I guess I got to go ahead and go with 43 first before I go to
43. Do you want us to wait any further to confirm who was who as far as representation?
That doesn't really make any difference to the merits. I was just, we never question people that come in and say they represent bodies. You know, we assume that right. Who comes in is the homeowners association. And they swear under oath that they are. We've got two different people claiming to be representatives. I guess you got two different homeowners associations. Right.
I'm getting confused too. Yeah.
I mean, it may get to a point where someday we have to ask, well, how many people really are you representing? But at least at this point, I don't think we're there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, considering the fact this has a porch already, no addition there. Most of the structures are 20 wide anyway.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they add on a porch. I don't really see a problem with this one.
Now this is a 43.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, 44 same way then too.
44 is already there.
Yeah, that's the hardship.
I got a problem with that.
That's the hardship one. Yeah.
It's a water.
Yeah.
Or is it?
No, it's not water. It's just that it was there in the hardship.
I think the problem you're going to see with a lot of these in sea air is that there are so many structures out there. It's going to be almost impossible to place anything
without
variance. I mean, it's
not going to be able to.
And this is an example. You've got a shed right on the property line, which obviously is now sort of grandfathered in by virtue of the agreement. But, typically you wouldn't expect to have something on your property line on your neighbor's property line that would affect your own ability to do something. So you're going to see this a lot.
In asking the question, do they still make, they don't make 10s, so that's out of the question. So, the shed, but and, in all fairness, okay, forget that the shed's there for reasoning, nothing else, and say, from the other manufactured home, then they could buy a 12-foot and make it fit. They just don't make as much money.
No.
Is if you read between the lines, I think what she was saying, the people are asking for three bedroom. I'm sure they are.
They don't want 16 either. They want 20 maximum.
Yeah. And then you consider the fact that, they didn't go with 16. They went with 20 because of the porch. Yeah. I mean, so somebody comes along with a 16 and then they want to put a porch on it.
You know what I mean? You want to go with a 12, and then you come along and put a porch on it, you should maybe be better off. You could be closer to it. That's what you're shooting for.
Well, yeah, but if they put a 12 on, they're just 20 feet. We'd still have to grant a variance for the shed.
Right.
But they meet the setback for the manufactured home. Then they come along and also want a porch.
That or we don't grant the variance for the shed. Because it's on the line.
Well, the
grandfather.
The shed is already there, so
it's already grandfathered in.
Yeah.
So.
If they would ever replace that shed, then they would have to either conform or.
See, they're new. They only had 3,988 square feet to work with, but they go ahead and got there again. We're going right side the envelope.
Oh yeah.
And I'm somewhere.
Yeah, and they're. I think they said well within the 35%. I don't know if that's true, but then. Where are they going to put a shed?
We're going to put a shed at that. Right?
They got the porch covered.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got 39, 88.
I'm just glad we got a survey there. and I'm sure you all are.
Very glad.
Yeah, makes life a little simpler. Well, and the fact that, you know, it's proposed, it's not, you know.
Well, 35% of that 3988 is 1,395.
This is 1,200.
This is 1,200 right there, see?
Yep.
So they're below 35, they're only like 31.5% of that 35% right now.
Yeah, small shed would push the envelope.
Yeah, small shed would push it.
Well, and it wouldn't meet, it could meet.
It could, they could meet it.
I guess, but
huh?
That's their problem.
But yeah, but they're well within the 35% then right now with the trailer. Yep. Teeth old shed in there, so.
I don't know. How do y'all feel?
Myself, it goes right back to the park. You know, it's a shame that, you know, you got to stick up for the people. That's, you know, I'm a firm believer in those people in there that, you know, it's a darn shame. Mm-hmm. They're just like, you know, late. That's, you know, she goes, gets what she wants. You know, they come in, you hear. And I'm not going to question anybody's intelligence or integrity or whatever. You know, if somebody says, put dirt somewhere, don't put dirt. You know, here's the I'm looking at the people, you know, that's buying for you, whatever. They're doing what they're supposed to do, right? You know? Yeah, you got to try to get in some relief. I have really no problem with it myself. If she's within that 35%. They did what they've told her they're on there with. I mean, you know, you hear the argument. Well, they're 60 feet from that water. I mean, I go down there. I'm by there every day. But you're not going to have water. If you're 60 feet from the lagoon, why are you going to need to bring up 2 or 3 feet of dirt?
We're not talking about this case, are we?
No, yeah, we are down that area. I mean, I'm trying to bring in. Yeah, I am. So, but I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Do we... I mean, how do y'all feel? Do they should go 12 foot? They should go 16?
16 foot or 20?
I mean, of course, 16, they'd have to come back, or we would grant less of a variance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To allow them the 16.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll stay with 12? Or give them 20?
Mr. Gate? 12, 16, 20?
I'm in favor of it.
What, 20?
20 feet?
Huh?
You're in favor of the 20 feet?
Yeah.
Mr. Workman?
They can cut it down because it's not there.
Yeah.
Now's the time.
It's time to do it.
A lesser variance.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hudson? I mean,
this is kind of a starting point here.
Yeah. That's the only thing if we give them.
If we open this up.
You can do it while they're not there.
More 20 feet coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, the shed being on the line doesn't help things. But like you say, it's grandfathered.
Grandfathered in.
It affects this mobile that's not even there yet. And wasn't there before.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a 20 doesn't give them any room. What, you know, it pushes the envelope for 35%. 12 is, you know, not giving any, and 16 seems to be a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have to
amend the variance, or just grant the variance for a 16 foot, or
the distance that they would need for it, which would be, I think, a second. Instead of 9, we take 4 feet off of what they're asking
five,
for.
5.6 variance instead of 9.6. It'd be 5.6.
Can you put that into that, ma'am?
Yeah. We can grant only a 5.6 foot variance.
Yeah.
Which would allow them a 16 foot.
16 foot. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Have that with.
They won't have to come back then.
Right.
Right. Right. If they want to put that in there, they don't.
Right.
Then they have to come back.
Follow that.
The work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Works for me. Okay. Make that a motion.
You're looking up like you want to say something. I'm sorry.
No, we're good.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make sure I get it right when we write it.
Can add a motion.
Okay. Yes, I make a motion that because it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood and is a minimum to afford relief, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I'd make a motion we grant a 5.6 foot variance.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10043 for a 5.6 foot variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Aye. All opposed?
Second.
Motion carried.
I do.
Jeff. Jeff, second.